start over. When God says, take me off your list, he's meaning that there's no other category. When God said, take me off your list, he's saying, really, I'm the only one. There is no second. And so you have to understand that point of view, because, you know, we use the term, God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. But God is first, and there is no second. And when you understand that, you got it.
What was that statement you, the second statement you made?
But I'm all?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why he said,
Say it together.
He said, take me off your list. And I come to understand it this very day, what he's saying there is that I'm all. There's nothing else to look to. Other things come into existence because I'm all. See, because when you look at God, those five attributes, God in 1 Chronicles 29:11, God is the greatness, he's the power, he's the glory, he's the victory, he's the majesty. That's five attributes of God. Nobody else can stand in those five attributes. And then it says the heaven and the earth is God, is mine. And then he said the third thing. So it's three words. Thine is the kingdom. So that now, the heaven, the earth, and the kingdom belong to God. Notice what's not in that list of those three. The world. See, the world is a system. See, the Bible says in Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord, the full and the fullness thereof, and the world, and they that dwell in. So when God's world takes over by his spirit, the invisible world, that's what down here have no power. So he's all. So if we can get people to, I think they're from God. I know they're from God. Take me off your list. I had to take God off a list. When I learned who God was, begin to learn who God is, and who God was, or who God is, I took him off a list. I don't have no second. I have first. Now, remember God says I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning and the ending. He everything. I'm the first and the last. He's everything. See, those scriptures back that up. I'm the first and the last. There's nothing between me. All between me, I made it. You see? And so what can happen is, as I was sharing with Carolyn, what have happened in my life is not from without. It happened from within. It's still within. So there's a lot of without things manifesting, but I'm still within. I'm not without. I'm still within. Even though I enjoy what God may enjoy in the Israel, nobody see Richard to give us all things to enjoy. This is the atmosphere, this is the territory that we're living in. So moderation and blessing in different convenient ways is fine, but it's not it. The real thing is living from within. And whatever happened within will create an outward atmosphere without. But the within is the first, the last, the beginning, and the end. Same with all that. Okay, I can't get up one now. Let me see what that changes.